I urge you to live a manner, to live in a manner worthy of the call you received. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, and so on. Those beautiful opening words of Paul's letter today to the Ephesians, the commandment, we might say, of Paul to his listeners. I wonder if that's something that we could put on the bathroom mirror and look at every morning and hear God saying to us, I urge you to live in a manner worthy of your calling. And then get around to doing whatever else we have to do to start the day. But to make that promise to God that, yes, as you are calling me, I am saying I will try everything within me to live my life today in a manner worthy of your calling. That I will go out and do whatever it is with a willing and generous heart. That I will try to be that faithful disciple, the generous steward, the caring friend or neighbor, because that's the life to which I'm called, and that's the life that I must follow. And Paul then goes on to say that that call from God, that grace given, the gifts given, are manifest in different ways through apostles and evangelists and pastors and teachers to holy ones. And why? To build up the body of Christ. It's not to make ourselves look good. It's to build up the body of Christ. We've been given those gifts and talents and abilities so that we can share the good in the good news, to make our lives a little bit different and better, to make our families a little bit different and better, our communities, our parishes, our diocese, our church, our world, a little bit different and better. Because then we are living our life worthy of our vocation. Today we hear the calling of Matthew going about his task, certainly not a popular figure in the time of our Lord, sitting there at his customs post. And Jesus says simply, follow me. And Matthew gets up immediately and follows him. He leaves everything behind. He doesn't look back. He keeps his eyes fixed on Jesus and walks with him, walks beside him. And when they go to the house, the Pharisees, the hypocrites, the self-righteous ones, are complaining that Jesus is sitting with the likes of Matthew and other tax collectors and sinners. Well, where else would Jesus be? What happens if that was today? Would we feel aggrieved that Jesus is sitting with the sinners and not with us, the self-righteous ones? Those who are not really sure that they want to live their life in a manner worthy of their calling, because I don't need to. I want to do my thing. I want to live my life. I want to go my way. Because that's what's most important, isn't it? Jesus says, those who do not need a physician, those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I came to call not the righteous, but sinners. Are we the righteous ones today? Are we the sinners that are trying to become saints? Because that's living our life with God. Acknowledging that I'm not perfect, that I'm broken, that I'm wounded, that I'm sinning, that I am afraid, and everything else. But when I hear that call of God, wherever I'm sitting in my life, do I get up immediately and follow him? And what does that entail for me? Do I say, Lord, I'll follow you if? Or can I do this first and then I'll come, and all the rest? God had already prepared the heart of Matthew somehow and in some way, so that when he heard those words of Jesus, he had no choice but to respond. Just like the disciples, remember, on the Sea of Galilee, in the fishing boats, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And they get out of their boats and follow him. That same call, that radical call, is still expressed by God to this very day. But maybe it's lived out in a different way. How do we live that life worthy of our calling? And the beauty of our God is that he calls us by name. I'm sure you get in some way or another these mass emails or mass text messages to 27,000 people, and you're just one of them, drives me insane. Because it's impersonal. God is personal. God says, Michael, I need you. Alice, I need you. Jill, I need you. He calls us by our name to get up from where we are and follow him. How do we respond?